The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.
Hello and welcome to John's Media Show, where we talk about media and other stuff. Now, before I get started, my scene analysis of The Last of Us, Ellie opens up to Joel, scene analysis. I'd like to give a shout out to any friends or family that may be tuning in to listen to me today, and I hope you enjoy the show. And for any new listeners that may be tuning in to listen to me today, I'd like to talk to you about how I critique any sort of media. So how I critique any sort of media is based on its entertainment value. I look at the pros and cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, it will get a high rating. If the cons outweigh the pros, it will get a low rating. If it's mediocre, the pros and cons will be about equal. I try and keep my reviews as spoiler-free as possible, but in some cases I do need to get into spoiler territory, since it may be a major part in my review. But if I do get into spoilers, I'll give you an estimated time of how long I'll be talking about those spoilers, so people who don't want the experience spoiled, don't get the experience spoiled. I have two unique rating systems. The first is unique to whatever medium I'm critiquing. So for films, I use popcorns, because that's what you eat when you go to the cinema. For video games, I use video game controllers, because that's what you play video games with. And for TV shows, I use televisions, because that's what you watch TV shows on. And the second rating system is, because I'm a film collector, more specifically on Blu-ray, or of digital iTunes HD, I use this as a helpful guide for any other media collectors that may be tuning in to listen to me today. So at the bottom we have to skip it. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has no entertainment value whatsoever, not even it's so bad it's good, like Batman and Robin, that you can often know how ridiculous some of the top everything is. Rent it slash stream it is where, for example, if the film is coming recently in cinemas, and I think it's good, but not good enough for you to warrant your money, time, and potentially fuel, depending on where your local cinema is. And you can wait 3 or 4 months for it to come on DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming services such as Disney Plus or Netflix, then I say rent it slash stream it. Seed 1 is also using the same example where if the film's come out recently in cinemas and I think it's good enough for you to go see it once in the cinemas and then be done with it, then I say see it once. But the highest honor is obviously to buy it on Blu-ray. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has great entertainment value and you will never get tired of watching or playing the video game. So now we are heading into my The Last of Us, Ellie opens up to Joel, scene analysis. So I'll probably be talking maybe 5 or 10 minutes about this, but if you've not played Naughty Dog's The Last of Us, which actually be, was it 2013 came out, the PS3 version that is, nearly 10 years it's come out since it came out. If you have not played The Last of Us and you don't want any spoilers going into it, then I'd recommend turning off the radio for about 5 to 10 minutes. You have been warned. So the context of the scene is, after Ellie finds out that Joel is trying to get Tommy to take her to the Fireflies, a group of militia that are searching for a cure for the zombie outbreak, but they call them walkers or those sort of things. Or infected. I'm thinking of Walking Dead. She runs off angrily at from Joel. Or she actually steals a horse and rides off to her house. This is what follows. Joel. Come on, we're leaving. Ellie. And if I say no? Joel. Do you even realize what your life means, huh? Running off like that, putting yourself at risk, that's really dumb. Ellie. Well, I guess we're both disappointed with each other then. Joel. What do you want from me? Ellie. Admit you wanted to get rid of me the whole time. Joel. Tommy knows this area. Oh, come on. Ellie. Joel. Well, I'm sorry. I trust him better than I trust myself. Ellie, stop with that. What are you so afraid of? That I'm going to end up like Sam? I can't get infected. I can take care of myself. Joel. How many close calls have we had? Ellie. Well, we seem to be doing all right so far. Joel. And now you'll be doing even better with Tommy. Ellie. I'm not her, you know. Joel. What? Ellie. Maria told me about Sarah and... Joel. Ellie? You're treading on some mighty thin ice here. Ellie, I'm sorry about your daughter, Joel, but I have lost people too. Joel, you have no idea what loss is. Ellie, everyone I have cared for has either died or left me. Everyone except for you. So don't tell me that I'll be safer with someone else, because the truth is I'll just be more scared. Joel. You're right. You're not my daughter. And I sure as hell ain't your dad. And we are going our separate ways. So my opinion on the scene is this is twofold in terms of my thoughts on this scene. So we know that Joel's daughter Sarah died before the just as the outbreak was happening in the prologue of the game, and he's still mourning the loss years later. As a result of this, Joel has become cold and closed off from people to avoid getting hurt. While you can see he's trying to rationalize his thoughts to Ellie in this scene, the main issue is that he is basically lashing out at Ellie. Instead of admitting his true feelings for Ellie, that he now sees her as his new surrogate daughter, he gives excuses as to why he is not worthy of protecting her. But as we observe, Ellie sees through his lies, which makes Joel even angrier. But the major bombshell is Ellie reminding him of Sarah, saying directly, "I'm not her, you know." Which infuriates Joel since he still hasn't gotten over his grief over Sarah. But Joel downplays Ellie's trauma instead of being sympathetic to her pain. And when Ellie opens up, he shoots her down. So I can see both sides. I can see why Ellie is getting angrier with Joel since he isn't being open with her admitting that he didn't want her initially and is beginning to see her as a surrogate daughter. I can see why she opens up about how much she has lost over the years as an attempt to get Joel to listen. But on the other hand, I can see why Joel would build up walls to protect himself from being hurt again because of his daughter's death. But I don't agree at how cold he talks to Ellie, like her trauma slash grief is nothing to compare to his experiences. Even belittling her, saying she has no idea what loss is. You could argue that losing your best friend is nothing compared to your own child. Ellie lost the former, which was revealed and left behind, and later implied at the end of The Last of Us. Left Behind being a DLC, downloadable content that was released, I don't know the exact date, but it was after The Last of Us, which expanded on Ellie's backstory. But that's ignoring the fact that Ellie went through something horrible. But people cope with grief in different ways. Some isolate themselves from people, some need a lot of company, and so on. Joel evidently lashes out at people that he feels doesn't understand what he's going through. In the end, though, neither side is entirely right, though in my opinion, Ellie is slightly more justified in her actions because Joel is kind of being a jerk. We can understand why Joel is reacting like that, but it is kind of cold regardless. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fish FM, and we're heading into a music break. And I will see you after the break. And that was Star Wars main theme, composed by John Williams from the film score of Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back. I'm John Scott, this is John's media show on Fresh FM, and we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was Lazarus, composed by James Newton Howard and Hans Zimmer, from the film score of Batman Begins. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fish FM, and we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was Zurg's Planet, composed by Randy Newman, from the film score of Toy Story 2. So I do know this plays during the opening part of the opening scene. I haven't of Toy Story 2. I have no idea if it's the entire one because I have not seen Toy Story 2 in a very long time. But I do know this is one of the more iconic themes from the Toy Story franchise. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fish FM, and we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. Thank you. And that was Captain America, composed by Henry Jackman, from the film score of Captain America, The Winter Soldier. So this was played during the near the end of the movie, where it's Black Widow or Natasha Romanoff is speaking to what looks like a parliament, saying, "You're not going to arrest us. You know why?" And it's a "Do enlighten us, because you need us." And then it cuts as she's speaking to Nick Fury with burning some documents and things, because S.H.I.E.L.D. has was revealed in Captain America and the Winter Soldier to be Hydra infiltrated S.H.I.E.L.D. from the inside. I'm John Scott. This is John's Media Show on Fresh FM. And we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was The Batman, composed by Michael Giacchino, from the film score of The Batman. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we're heading into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was Destroying the Castle, composed by Kyle Dixon and Michael Steen, from the soundtrack of Stranger Things 3. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and we're heading back into a music break. And I'll see you after the break. And that was At the Speed of Force, composed by Junkie XL. Weird, it's saying on the actual cover it's by Tom Holkenborg, because Junkie XL is a stage name. From the film score of Zack Snyder's Justice League. Welcome back to John's Media Show, where we talk about media and other stuff. Now, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this session today. But I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to me today, because otherwise we'd just be in a room filled with computers, a control panel, speaking into a microphone, all by myself. If you'd like me to critique anything, please go to freshfm.net. We can go to our Facebook page and leave me a post via the visitors post with your recommendation and the hashtag John's Media Show. If I pick a recommendation, I'll give a shout out to whoever did so. I hope you have all had a wonderful day at school and all work, and I'll hopefully see you all next week. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fish FM, and I'll hopefully see you all next time. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the Top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz.